Sometimes life gets in the way of podcasting, and you just have to pick up from where you left off. Struggling for Purpose for March 10th, 2024. My name is John Wilkerson. And yeah, that's what happened. That's why I haven't released a podcast in the last couple of weeks, because life got in the way. And I guess a lot of people out there who have been podcasting a long time like me, they really prioritize podcasting in their life. And at one point, I did too. I had a scheduled day and a scheduled time every week when I recorded podcasts. And that worked for me then. I had young children, and there really wasn't a lot of interruptions in the evenings when I was podcasting. But a lot of things have changed in my life since then. And I can't stay up as late as I used to. And now that I have older kids, they stay up later than they used to. So I don't have a quiet environment generally when I can record. Even right now, as I'm recording in the middle of the day on a Sunday, I'm hearing noise from the kitchen. I'm hearing other family members out there. And I just decided that, you know what? I'm going to allow that background noise to be part of the podcast. Because sometimes life gets in the way of podcasting. I was really, really feeling down about this a couple weeks ago because I had been on such a good run here where I'd released a number of podcasts one after the other. I was on a high, and a few things in my life caught up with me, and that meant I couldn't, or rather, I didn't want to take the time to record my podcast. I didn't want to feel stressed and rushed to create a podcast. So I chose not to. But then I came across my friend Scott Roche on TikTok, and he was talking about his writing and how life sometimes gets in the way of writing. And rather than me try to recount that, I'm just going to play for you, with his permission, what he said on TikTok.
So I'm sitting here waiting for the drugstore to open, and this has been a hell of a week, guys. I haven't felt well all week, and writing hasn't gotten done, and I'm not beating myself up for that. Let me get that right out the gate. Like, I am not beating myself up for not writing when I don't feel well. It is a part of my life that I have somewhat come to terms with. It's outside of my control, and it's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. And even if it were just a cold or the flu or, God forbid, COVID, that wouldn't be my fault either. Sickness happens. So, no writing this week. Not to speak of, anyway. And as I think some of you, I may have said earlier, I may not have, I don't recall. My dad's in bad health, and we went and visited my mom and dad earlier in the week. So, all in all, this has not been the greatest week, but it's Friday, and I'm going out of town with my wife. We're going to a place where there is no internet, there is no cell phone, there is no TV. And we are just going to read and play games and go to this funky little town in Virginia and drink some drinks and eat some food and enjoy each other's company for a couple days. And so no writing will get done this weekend either. And I'm okay with that because this is time for me and the missus to just be. And that's vastly more important than writing or really anything. So all of this to say, there are going to be times, as I'm sure all of you know, where there are going to be events that interfere with things that you want to do creatively. And the last thing that you should do, whether those events are in your control, like my outing that's coming up today, or out of your control, like being sick or being, you know, having a chronic illness or mental illness or what have you, fill in the blank, that you have no control over and you wish you did, but you don't. That's going to get in the way of whatever it is you want to do. You have to recognize that it's okay. The book's still going to be there. You haven't stopped. And it's important to know that you're enough and you'll get back to it when you are in a place to get back to it.
So Scott's very active on TikTok, and I would advise you to check him out if you're interested in thoughts on, I don't want to just say writing, but anything that's creative, because he has a lot of insight into what people think about, how they should market, and various other things that have to do with creative endeavors. Podcasting is a creative endeavor. Making YouTube videos is a creative endeavor. Whatever it is, just take what he says about writing, like I have done in this case, and apply it to whatever you're doing creatively. And I think he's one of the great thinkers on social media about this. So check him out, tiktok.com/@blueblazeirregular42. That's a mouthful. So there'll be a link in the show notes for this episode over at strugglingforpurpose.com/68. I don't really have much more to add to what Scott has said here, except to say that I feel like this a lot when it comes to podcasting. I'm consistently inconsistent at podcasting, creating YouTube videos, really anything that's creative. And this has kind of happened in the last 5 to 10 years. I used to be on it every week. I had a topic. I was able to plan things out. And now I'm not. And I finally come to the point where I feel like that's okay. It's okay for me to be like that. And people who follow me and people who listen to me, they know that now. At least they should know that by now. Anyway, I've talked enough. Remember to follow Scott. And as always, thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking me in your ears.